Welcome back to In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, we're still a ways away. You don't play the Green Bay Packers this week. You got them a week from Sunday. And is this one that you already had maybe circled on your calendar? You knew it was going to be a big game before the season even starts. And now you're on a bye. They're on a bye. You're 6-0. The Packers are 6-0. What does this game mean?
Well, we got 2 weeks to worry about it. You know, I don't know if that's good or bad. But, no, I mean, they're a very great football team, been very consistent. They're off to a great start this season. So, yeah, it's a big stage for our football team here in a couple of weeks. And got Mr. Bolin, you know, going into the ring. That's going to be a special night. But, no, we're going to play a lot of big games in the back half, and we're going to do that because of how well we've handled our business in the front half. So, I mean, that's why we do what we do. So, you know, I told the guys, enjoy some time off, but don't forget what we're facing when you come back.
Your defense has obviously been spectacular in pretty much every statistical category that you could bring up. The only knock could be that maybe it's not been against the quote-unquote best the league has to offer. You're going to get that chance in a week from Sunday. Let's go ahead and hear from some of your defensive players right now about that challenge.
That's something that motivates us on the defense to be great, and we want to go down as one of the top defenses ever, and we know that we have the potential to do that.
Anybody who think they accomplished something through week six, terribly wrong. So we know we got a long way to go.
That's, you like to hear that, right? Swagger, attitude.
Love those two, I can tell you that. They love to compete, but yeah, I mean, they're fixing to play one of the top quarterbacks in the game, you know, in the history of the game, and he's still a relatively young guy. And we know that, and they've been exceptional up to this point as a football team. Add Julius Peppers to their defense, you know, Matthews. I mean, all around, great football team. So what a great test for us. And I think we've got a pretty good team, too, so I'm looking forward to it.
I know this is a question I ask you almost every week, it seems. But that being said, the personality of this team does change from week to week. It does so in the NFL. What is the personality right now of this football team?
That's a great question. True personality, we got some characters, I can tell you that, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, but they love to play. I think the personality is that this team is a battling football team. And, you know, regardless of the environment they're in, how a game is going, they battle and battle, and they believe they're going to find a way to win. And, you know, those are easy things to talk about, but they're doing it on the field, and that's something we talk about all the time. So we need to continue that. We've got 10 big weeks looking us, you know, right in the eyes right now, and none bigger than the next one.
All right, Coach, we'll be back in just a minute with our rapid-fire fan questions. For now, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. And this week's injury report brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates. The Broncos don't release an official report, but here are a couple of big-name guys banged up going into the bye week. Emmanuel Sanders injured his shoulder in the fourth quarter of the Browns game. He tried to come back in overtime but could not return. But Coach Kubiak says he should be good to go for the Sunday nighter against the Packers. DeMarcus Ware did not play in the last game, but the Broncos are also expecting him back for the next one. Rookie outside line linebacker Shane Ray will not be back for some time. Ray sprained the MCL in his right knee and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. And on this week's Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's, when the Broncos signed Evan Mathis to help bolster the offensive line 2 weeks before the season began, Gary Kubiak took one look at him and knew getting him in game shape was not going to be a problem. The 30-year-old is listed at 6'5" and 301 pounds. He's a hulk of an athlete. Helps that he owns his own training facility. It wasn't a part of his plan at all after graduating from Arizona, but he quickly learned the power of preparation.
I kind of got in the routine of going to Arizona every offseason to, you know, strictly to get away and train before, you know, a few years into doing that, decided to open up my own. And my brother, who also went to Alabama, went to school for that. And so I brought him on, and he pretty much runs the show for me.
Sign me up, Evan. I need some help. All right, still to come on our final segment of In the Zone, you, the fans, get to ask the questions, plus our always interesting kid question of the week. That's coming up.